Next patient is Christopher Johnson. Christopher, KRISTOFFER. That's KRISTO, T as in Thomas. TOFFER. KRISTOFFER. Christopher Johnson, date of birth is 7577. Your visit is 5324. Please make copy for Mark Spears, M.D. Spears, S-P-A-R-S, Spears, M.D. Next paragraph, dear Mark, thank you for sending Christopher Johnson for evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, is to present illness. This is a forty-five-year-old male with a history of obstructive sleep apnea has been using a CPAP mask nightly for more than 3 years. The patient has an AutoPAP setup and has been followed by a pulmonologist on a regular basis, and he has been compliant with his CPAP machine, using it at least 4 to 5 hours nightly. Patient had a the patient recently moved to a different respiratory care provider and needs a new prescription for his CPAP supplies. He has gained weight and denies any daytime sleepiness. He has had no snoring. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has been significant for diabetes mellitus type 2, history of hyperlipidemia, and history of gouty arthritis and anxiety. He also has cervical radiculopathy and history for hypertension and hypersomnia. The patient has periodic limb movement disorder. Next, next paragraph, past history. The patient's the patient's past history has included history for obstructive sleep apnea, history of left wrist ganglion resection, and a resection of a spermatocele. He Yes, hyperlipidemia and hypertension. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph. Habits the patient never smoked. Alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph. Medalist included amlodipine 10 mg daily, atorvastatin 10 mg a day, fluoxetine 40 mg daily, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 mg daily, losartan 100 mg a day, and allopurinol 100 mg daily. Next paragraph. System review of the patient is overweight. He has some nasal congestion and post nasal drip. No hoarseness or wheezing. He has no shortness of breath except with exertion. He has no abdominal pains but has reflux and has no nausea, vomiting, or GI bleed. No urinary symptoms, flank pains, or dysuria. He has some joint pains. No leg or calf muscle pains. And a nice blackout spells or headaches. And next paragraph. Family history, father died of malignancy of the bladder, mother died of old age. Next paragraph, physical exam, middle-aged obese, white male is alert, rectal cyanosis, peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure is 130 by 70, pulse is 85, respiration 16, temperature 97.6. Weight is 228, saturation 96. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive. Throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next up, no venous distension, break midline. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And there are wheezes scattered bilaterally. Heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft to beats without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex is 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerve is ghostly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea number 2 is history of hypertension. Number 3 is exogenous obesity. Number 4 is gout. Number 5 is for hypertension. And number 6 is restless leg syndrome. Next paragraph. Plan the patient will continue using the AutoPAP setup with the full face mask. Has been counseled about losing weight and going for regular exercise, you will go for a chest x-ray, PA lateral. Copy of his previous polysomnogram will be requested. And the patient will come back for a follow-up visit approximately 2 months, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy from Mark Spears, MD. Please make a copy for Mark Spears, S-P-E-A-R-S, Spears, MD. Yep. This is Dr. Suzanne.